Good afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England, bringing us abundant sunshine, although cool temperatures as well. Readings will climb slowly through the 20s and toward the 30 degree mark. Some high clouds will start to stream in during the course of the afternoon, filtering out some of the sunshine as a warm front begins to approach from the south. After dark tonight, temperatures will slowly slide back through the 20s as clouds increase and thicken. With the approach of that warm front, light snow will break out after midnight tonight and stream in and across the area by sunrise tomorrow. Most everyone will wake up to a fresh coating of snow tomorrow, and more snow is likely through the morning commute and lunchtime. The snow will continue to add up across the northern half of New York and New England through the afternoon, while the southern part of New York and New England will transition to some rain showers or see off and on snow showers for the rest of the day, maybe even mixing with some sleet or freezing rain. In the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into southern New England, a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow is likely before the changeover or the mixed precipitation, while along the I-88 and I-90 corridors into the greater Capital District eastbound into central parts of New England, 2 to 4 inches of snow likely. With the snow persisting through the day tomorrow in northern New York and New England, 3 to 6 inches of snow for most places, with upwards of 7 to 10 inches across the high peaks and in the ski areas. Temperatures tomorrow will make it into the lower and middle 30s. In fact, milder air will continue to flow in on Friday night, so some mixed rain and snow showers, perhaps a few areas of freezing rain into Saturday morning. But as temperatures climb into the lower 40s on Saturday, it looks like most of us will get a cold rain. The system will clear out of here on Saturday night and into the day on Sunday. It'll be dry. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as temperatures push into the upper 30s. We continue to track a potential storm for Christmas Day. Computer models insist that a storm will form along the coast, but the track after this is still very much in question. Several computer models take the storm close enough to the coast to bring us a white Christmas on Monday, while others track it far enough away so that the air mass will be dry and cold on Monday. We'll see how this whole thing pans out as we get closer to and then through the weekend. Either way, it looks much colder for the middle of next week, with highs only in the teens and lower 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper-level system pushing through the west will produce rain and mountain snow across much of the Great Basin, the Four Corners region, and into the Rockies. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are currently in effect. The system is forecast to reach the southern plains tomorrow, and a swath of rain is expected to develop from Texas and extend into Tennessee and Kentucky. Abundant Gulf moisture will surge northward, and it'll be lifted by a strong cold front and jet stream energy. Several inches of rain likely within this corridor, and this will be enough to warrant some flooding concerns for certain areas. Also, some strong to severe thunderstorms will also be possible across parts of Texas and the Deep South. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, lower 40s, Boston sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, thickening clouds with snow developing toward evening in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 19. The record high 59 set in 1957, and the record low 18 below zero in 1942. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. And a friendly reminder, winter begins today at 11:28 a.m. Eastern Time. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Thickening clouds this evening with light snow moving in after midnight tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Thickening clouds this evening with light snow moving in after midnight tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 20s. Thickening clouds this evening with light snow breaking out after midnight and lows in the lower 20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs right around 30. Thickening clouds this evening with light snow moving in after midnight tonight and lows around 20. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Thickening clouds this evening with light snow moving in after midnight tonight and lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow, steadiest north of I-90. Afternoon rain and snow showers south of I-90, most places 2 to 4 inches of snow to the north, 3 to 6 inches, and a dusting to 2 inches to the south. High temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. Rain likely Saturday in the lower 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the upper 30s. A chance of snow on Christmas Day for Monday, lower 30s, and windy and colder Tuesday and Wednesday in the lower 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.